Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I just got a text off Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He's minding me child. He's babysitting.
Right.
And I was trying to explain to him the other week, I was like, Bluey is a shit. I watched Bluey on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie and Luke text me, we've had them on before, the Ungraceful Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, Bluey's like the shit. We will watch it without Cora like most times. It's brilliant. And then the amount, I put it up on Instagram and I was like, Bluey's a shit. And the amount of responses I got, I don't think I've had a reaction like that on Instagram to my own personal Instagram in fucking years.
In a long time.
Long time. There's, so apparently it was made for adults. There's like hard hitting shit in there. Like it kind of hinting at miscarriage and stuff like that, you know, the parents.
Okay.
And apparently there's a hidden object. I can't remember what the actual character of it is. You might have to Google it, but in every single episode to keep the adults kind of looking for. There you go. And Adam's just after texting me saying, I said, we're just wrapping up here. I'll go over, I'll collect them. I'm back in my mask because the house is getting fucking demolished. Anyway, Kay, we're just watching Bluey. To be fair, it is very funny. Have them on board. Hello and you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And Carla's off on her holidays on Saturday. And I think it was the last main episode we might have mentioned that this was sprung on me out of fucking nowhere.
It wasn't. She's looking for sympathy. Don't give her it.
She told me.
Don't give her it.
Months ago and then didn't remind me. Anyway, Carla had the genius idea to let you guys in on a little Patreon episode.
But I
insert that here.
I will say, right?
What?
You can't judge me for this episode.
I'm gonna have to listen back to this, and I'm gonna have to edit with a shit ton because when we're behind a paywall, we get brazen.
And so, I also was on some substances because I had just had
dry socket
out of my face, out of my bracket. I didn't realise how bad.
Yeah.
I had no recollection until I started seeing the comments come through.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah. So we're debating. We've in the past, we've released kind of popular enough episodes of Patreon. One, because sometimes it's handy when you need to pre-record about 10 episodes before one of us goes away. And then secondly, it's to give you guys a little taster.
Mm-hmm.
So as we always say, the link for Patreon is down below in the show notes.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to insert that clip here.
Right, lads. I did a tickety talk.
Yeah.
That pissed a lot of people off. Okay, I'm going to say it pissed a lot of people off.
Grinded their gears.
It grinded people's gears. I just realised that I did a travel one last night with Havana. I used to, like, I've been to Havana before and I just did, like, my old things.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I have to forest for content on my TikTok app. Anyway, I did a chalky walkie. There's... I'm just harvesting my personal life. Okay, so I'm going to go through what I picked because this seemed to piss a lot of people off.
Oh, you did this, the head bopping thing.
I did the head bop, okay? So I picked a Dairy Milk caramel over a Boost bar.
Fair.
Easy choice.
Yeah.
I picked a Mars over a Kit Kat. Yes. Marses are nice. Marses are so rich.
You need to be in the mood. There's like certain situations for Mars.
If you were backpacking, if you hadn't had chocolate, it's a can of cider of a bar. It's a big wet thing of a bar. Do you know what I mean? You're like, I'm eating a bite of that. I don't need another.
It has substance.
It has caramel. It has chocolate. It has nougat.
Fudge.
Nougat.
Nougat. I fucking hate that word.
Yeah. It's rich.
When I'm like really need a hole filled, I'll get a Mars.
It's a real like substance.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's like the Zambuca of... It is.
It's a big girthy yolk. Yeah.
No, it just it hits the fucking back of the trunk.
Well, there's Kit Kat, you'd have seven. That's Where did
true.
It go?
It's very true. It's light, yeah, and crunchy.
Yeah. Next one. Aero peppermint over a Milky Bar. That's what I picked. I picked the Aero peppermint.
I disagree.
I think Milky Bars are wafers. Again, if you're on the fucking... If you're in the mountains... Mm. You're not having a...
You weren't in the mountains, though. You were out on the balcony in the sun.
How dare you?
I should feel like...
How dare you?
There's a lot of taste in a mint aero.
But there's so
much Milky taste. Bar just like... Mm.
But there's so much layers. There's consistency. There's texture. There's bubbles melting on your little tongue.
I know. I feel like it's a bit much in comparison to a Milky Bar. I'm generally more in the humour for a Milky Bar. Don't... Like, I'll be the relatable one here. I'm not fucking climbing Everest. Like to
me and Spencer Matthews. Yeah. We're gonna do it.
No, it's fucking no Milky Bar all the way on that.
No,
one.
I'm sorry. If you were like in a Bear Grylls show and you're telling me that you're going
to when
for
what situation? When?
Jen, you have to think these things up. You have to think about torture, you have to think about Bear Grylls,
you
have to think about the ways.
Obviously are in your fucking your pain era here, which are fucking stitches falling
brain,
in.
I really wish you guys could just have like front row seats one day. The shit that I do be
one
thinking
day,
about. Tom
AI
always is like, the stuff that you think about is not okay.
No, it's not. You're not a normal person. Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry. I'll keep it grounded, guys. Okay. Don't fucking worry.
Aero peppermint all the way. No. How dare you? Okay, this is where it got dicey. Toffee crisp or Kinder Bueno?
Kinder Bueno.
Toffee crisp. Kinder Bueno, guys, okay? You are a child if you are still liking Kinder Buenos. If you are ordering Kinder Bueno fucking milkshakes, if you were ordering Kinder Bueno, I wish we were recording this for
we're not doing visual today
because... No, because my mouth is hanging off me. If you are choosing anything Kinder Bueno flavor, you are a 12-year-old. And
no.
If you're not 12, I'm going to go out on a limb. You're giving me groomer vibes. You're not a groomer, but you're giving me groomer vibes, okay? It is too rich. It is condensed milk with sugar added. What the fuck is wrong with you?
How dare you?
Kinder is a very... It's such a 14-year-old snack.
It is... No. It's... Excuse me.
It's such a... And all offense meant. All offense taken. I don't give a fuck. If you are still, like, vouching... If you're a Kinder Bueno adult... You are up there with Disney adult. You are like a different kind of human to me. If you are still, if you go to the shop and you have all those selections of bars.
I picked up a 4-pack of Kinder Bueno.
You are a fucking oddball. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're over it. We're done.
It's light. It's like fluffy. It's tasty. It has a hazelnut.
Introduction to wafer. It's got a wisp of chocolate. Like it doesn't even have enough chocolate that the minute that you touch it, it starts to melt, Jen, and you're at the wafer already. And then it's just condensed milk. Like, grow up. Grow the fuck up.
I mean, all right. Fair
grow
enough.
Up,
you
Jen.
And you and your fucking opinions. I wouldn't be choosing a toffee crisp over it.
No,
you had your say. Toffee crisp, right? Not it's, enough taste.
They used
load
to be better.
Of shit. Fucking horseshoe when you're
better.
Eating them.
They used to be better.
No, they have. They've lost
they
a lot.
They melt. They're a bit dry, which I like. They're a bit dry. I like that.
No.
The texture is... It's nice, no?
No.
You like it?
No. It's lumpy. It's like... I did used to like Toffee Crisp before
it
fucking changed. And
it's sucky, sucky.
It's such a fucking weird taste in comparison to a Bueno where there is an actual taste.
Where you're 12.
It's hazelnut themed.
You don't need... Complex. Okay, you need complexity as a toffee crisp. Visual complexity is a toffee crisp. You don't get toffee crisp because you're not cool enough to get toffee crisp. You are not mature enough to get toffee crisp. Me and Bobby will be eating our toffee crisp while you and fucking Adam are probably eating your Kinder Buenos, okay? We're 2040. You are 2008.
Best. That's what I am disagreeing with you because I feel like Toffee Crisp is a real 90s scaldy bar. It fucking is.
It is. It's a Nestle. Look, I'd never put the other ones Kinder, right. Kinder I think Kinder is child's play. Kinder as a house is child's play. I think if you were looking for something so sweet and rich, and if you were buying a bar in a foreign country, you might buy a Kinder, okay? Because it's something that you know. But the taste is so... It's like you just put sugar and condensed milk in a blender.
You've said that several times. It's hazelnut themed, Carla.
It's not hazelnut themed. Nutella is hazelnut themed. No. Little Nutella, by the way, very good, very nice, is hazelnut themed. Toffee crisp has texture and richness that your little brain couldn't even comprehend.
And what flavour is it?
Caramelly Rice Krispie bar. Toffee crisp is a Rice Krispie bun in a bar.
Excuse me. So why the fuck is it called toffee crisp? Where's the toffee, Carla? Fucking stupid.
They used to be better. Okay, I'm not going to go out and pretend that none of... So one thing that I will say before we even started this episode, we should have prefaced it with this. Bars used to be better.
They did, yeah.
They did. All of the Mars bars used to be fucking... If they're girthy now, they used to be like deluxe.
They were...
They used to be...
Diabetes induced and... Like logs.
you had a Mars bar and a Lucozade, and that was your sugar quota for a year. For
fuck's sake,
you were fucking walking on air.
Damage. Yeah,
do you remember people used to wolf them at like the sidelines of rugby matches? There was a reason.
Yeah,
that was cocaine. that was drugs. True. Anyway, I don't want to spend any more time because the amount of people that I got abused from, and how dare every single one of you abuse me for my choices?
Do you agree with me on that one?
Yeah, because everybody's a fucking child, Jen. Everybody has a palate of a child. Like,
if you want to go ahead and compare hypothetical situations, you're given the choice.
Yeah.
On Easter, you want a Kinder or do you want a toffee crisp fucking Easter egg? No, absolutely don't. You get a cup with it. Fuck off.
No, excuse me. Okay, so Nestle chocolate is in the bin. It's fucking dog shit. But a toffee crisp, they knew what they were at with that. They fucking had a vision. They just never saw through. The packaging's dog shit too. But what I will say is that Nestle chocolate as a whole is bad, okay? I'm not trying to defend my... It's a personal pick. But I am saying that the people that attach their personalities to Kinder Buenos are pick me bitches, okay?
I never said that I was attaching my personality to a fucking Kinder.
People like Kinder, like Amy, my sister, okay?
She's a Kinder Bueno bitch.
She's a Kinder Bueno bitch, okay?
I'm not fucking identifying as a Kinder Bueno.
You and your fucking blazers and your fucking jeans and a nice top, okay?
I'm not identifying as a Kinder Bueno. I'm just saying I would pick it over a toffee crisp every other day.
No, Jen, even worse, you're identifying as a Milky Bar kid.
And Tom fucking right.
You're weird. Anyway, next one.
Moving
on. Okay.
Jesus fucking Christ. There was nearly killings there. You were nearly gonna lose another tooth.
Freddo and Twix. I picked the Twix.
Fair.
Freddo, again, it's like... Freddos are great.
They're great.
But they're not a bar, like.
They're not. They're a snack. No, they're not even. They're a side. If you're giving somebody like a present, that's a little side piece.
That's like
a little.
You said you wanted a picky bit. It's like a tapas of the bar world.
It is. It's like you put it into a little goodie bag or a doggy bag for a kid going home. It's a multi-pack.
Why are our most intense episodes always about food?
I don't know. The crisps was a bit like this as well. Yeah. I feel like Freddo, you can get the same size Freddo in a multi-pack when you go to the supermarket. If you go to get a multi-pack of Twixes, you're talking about a four-pack and it's €12.
Size disparity.
Or it's fun size and it's not the same.
Size disparity, yeah.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. I do feel like Twixes used to be more caramelly. They were thicker. They were richer. Mm. What, weren't they?
I liked a little version of a Twix. They're nice.
I haven't tried. I must try.
Oh, they are very nice.
I actually don't buy that much chocolate I buy chocolates for some reason in like news agents where I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Or I like...
At least you know they're real then. I feel like buying a fun size Twix.
Not anymore. I feel like they're not even anymore.
Mm.
And you are right. A Mars out of like a multi-pack is not... It's a fake Mars.
It's just fake Mars. It's the worst. It's so much lighter.
My mouth is... killing me. We have to fly through.
Okay.
Dying. I am slowly dying because my tongue keeps rubbing over the wound. I'm like, anyway, Snickers and Bounty. I picked a Bounty. I'm not hearing Bounty slander. Bounty is not only the strongest soaker-upper, it is the most delectable of the snack world. It's flaky. It's got texture. The thick layer of chocolate on top of a Bounty is like sensational. Do you know what's even better than a Bounty? A Bounty Dark. Oh yeah. Fuck me all the way up. You get two in a pack. You don't even have to eat it all right away. They knew what they were doing. It's rich. It's delicious.
It's actual fruit in a bar. I feel like this is on the same stance as a Dairy Milk fruit nut.
Oh my God, my dad loves them and I actually gag.
See, this is what I mean, but it's fruit in a bar. It's actual coconut. It's not real coconut, obviously, but it's like meant to be that.
It's disgusting.
Compared to a Snickers. I feel like Snickers is Mars is like...
Snickers is like an assault of nuts. I'm like, go away.
Really?
Snickers are too much, Jen. They took a Mars and they tried to make it like...
It's ripped butter. Yeah, but like I feel like it can be a switch between a Snickers. If I want to feel the hunger, I'll get a Snickers. If I want to feel the fucking sugar low, I'll get a Mars. They're in the same category for me. And I like the flavour of it.
Sorry,
of a
I will say, okay.
Sometimes they hurt though.
I will say, and I don't care, if you want to fight me. Text me all day, okay?
Oh, is that noise? Is that your throat? Actually, I want to try something just before we wrap up.
Is it Is that my throat?
Yeah, well.
I have no control over my mouth right now.
That was a little air bubble coming up from your margarita.
That was literally them being like, I hate you.
That was probably the Tylex popping in your stomach.
Time to let go.
You can start goofing now. We're nearly finished work.
Because I will say, half of my mouth is starting to get numb. The other half is like, I can't begin to express to you how fleshy it is in there. It's violent. One thing that I will say, Mars bar ice creams, sensational.
Whopper. Yeah.
Snickers ice creams, yes, also.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. If you're looking for a girthy ice cream,
they work well. Yeah. They feel hunger as well. Like
they do. If you were like, I have to get an ice cream, but I kind of want a bar.
Yeah.
Hello.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, so I did them too. Then Dime and Milky Way. I went for a Milky Way.
Yeah.
Dime reminds me of being, again, 12. It is very sharp, now that you say it.
It's very sticky. Like, if you bite down on it, it's very hard to take your teeth apart again.
Yeah, it's too much. I went for Milky Way because I feel like Milky Way deserves a shine. I will say Milky Way is, again, like a child's play.
Milky Way rolls as well.
They're sensational.
They're perfect.
They are good. But again, they're thick because the wafer makes you feel like you're having more.
No, I do feel like they're very, on the contrary, I feel like they're very light and fluffy. What I will say about Milky Way is if you're eating a Milky Way and then you go to take a sip of Diet Coke, it fizzes in your mouth because it's like
bubbles.
The cream of the Milky Way doesn't really get off.
Clean a ring.
What?
It would clean a ring.
Yeah.
It would clean a penny.
No, it's not even that. It's just it fizzes up because there's always going to be a film of Milky Way in your mouth. I feel like you need a
It's the nougat.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Snooker.
You can't. Snooker.
Question. You like a Mars?
Yeah.
You don't like a Bueno. What did you think of Mars Delight?
I wasn't a big fan.
Why not?
No.
Mars Delights are fucking sensational.
Do you know what it was, right? When you're eating a Mars Delight, I felt like that was your sugar quota for the month. I don't like that. I don't like very rich things. I don't like, you know, cocktails. People like Sex on the Beach and daiquiris and all that. That's too sugary for me. I like hardcore. When I drink alcohol, I like to taste my alcohol.
Yeah, I know. I took a sip of your fucking margarita at the start of the last episode. Like when
a dessert, I'm not a big fan. No. I love a cake on its own as a very one-off kind of like...
savory kind of.
Like, no, sweet, but like on its own.
Okay.
But I would always drink like water with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting a 3-course meal like at a wedding or a function.
Yeah, you're not on the wine, you're on the water.
I fucking hate when they bring out a plate of like a selection. I hate it. Like, let me pick a big one.
Half a bite of a fucking brownie, half a bite of a fucking weird strawberry fondant.
Yeah. And a little plop of cream on the top. Like, fuck off.
Get out of
yourself.
All,
like, you're talking so much that it all melts into each other anyway.
Grow up, like. Yeah, like, I'm staring. I'm already hammered. Why am I here? Yeah, you know? What the
fuck, like.
Yeah. Yorkie and fudge. I went for fudge. I think fudge is such a nostalgic place in my heart. I love fudges. And Yorkies, I used to love Yorkies, but I will say, I hate fruit and nut things, but I think the Yorkie biscuit and nut had a point.
I can't, really.
I hate raisins or any kind of fruit. I hate nut. Actually, nut, I hate nut more than I hate fruit. But I will say, then the Yorkie biscuit and raisin, it had a place.
Okay.
It knew what it was.
I feel like Yorkie is very hard to get your mouth around.
It's very sweet and very thick, and it's the shape. Like, you're like,
it's too blocky. Yeah, it's like building blocks, and it's a bit like a Toblerone in that you can't really get your mouth around it properly and break it off.
Yeah.
Remember they used to market it for men?
Yeah, and they thought they were gas while they were doing it. It's not for women.
Yeah, it's not for
women. It'd all be these, like...
And it was Nestle, fuck off.
It was all these fucking ads builders. With like men's with their arse cracks out.
Yeah, yeah.
With a Yorkie stuck in the arse crack. Like, who the fuck signed that off?
I know, yeah.
But this was also Trini and Susanna's 2000s. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, this is where it's like, what not to wear? How dare you if you have a belly?
Yeah, yeah.
In any way, wear a top that has anything other than a sack around it.
Yeah.
You fat cunt. Like, that's all that they could say to each other. It's like, if you're short, how dare you wear clothes? They are only for people who are tall.
Yeah.
Fucking bonkers.
That's true.
Anyway, so I went for the fudge.
But that's fair.
Because we're only
I enjoy, like, in a multi-pack of bars, I like an elf fudge now and again. Mm-hmm. They'll be left last, but I'll still eat them.
Yeah, yeah. For a Mars and a Dairy Milk, for a Mars and a Dairy Milk caramel, I went for the caramel. Hands down, easy. Easy job.
It's very enjoyable compared to a Mars,
I love a caramel.
Mars is like a meal.
Toffee crisp and an Aero peppermint. I went for the Aero peppermint.
In that case, I would go for the Aero peppermint as well.
Twix and a Bounty. I went for the Bounty, guys. Twix. I'm a big Bounty queen.
No, Twix.
I love a fucking Bounty.
I don't mind a Bounty. I'm not against a Bounty. I don't understand the love-hate relationship with a Bounty in society. I don't mind it.
People are like, Bounties are the worst. I was like, you're the fucking worst, Sharon. Fuck off.
But I'd still pick a Twix over a Bounty.
Fudge and Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Fudge.
Really?
Oh, no. What did I pick? Did I pick Milky Way? No, I picked fudge. Of course I did, because I'm true to myself. Then this is where it got tough, okay?
Right.
Aero peppermint or a Dairy Milk caramel. I struggled. I was on the struggle bus. For me, this was a big one, because I would nom 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 the fuck out of either of those.
Yeah, I'd
go. They're two go-to bitches of bars.
Yeah, I would go with the Dairy Milk.
I went with the Dairy Milk caramel because I love the richness. Yeah. Do you remember that sexy bunny on them TV ads?
So sexy.
She had no business being that hot.
She was gorgeous. Gorgeous. Fucking beard.
She fucking so fudge and Bounty. We went for Bounty because we know I'm a Bounty apologist.
Mm-hmm.
And Bounty, and this was the last one, Bounty Dairy Milk Caramel.
Oh yeah.
What did she go with?
The Dairy Milk Caramel.
It's beautiful.
It is so very enjoyable. Winner,
it's a real, like, you could have a square and you could actually leave it.
Yeah.
You could, couldn't you?
It filled the gap.
Now, what I will say is Dairy Milk Caramello, how fucking dare anybody enter the chat?
Adam loves them.
That's the stepdad of chocolate. You don't want to be around it, but you have to be around it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the stepdad of chocolate. If Adam eats them, something wrong with him.
No, he did years ago. He doesn't. I don't even know if they're still available.
I hope to God they're not. They're fucking shite.
There's a lot of fucking weird shit going on with Cadbury's and, you know, their marvellous sensations and all these inventions that they come
shut
out
up,
with.
Like, yeah, I know. Shut up. Remember that one where they tried to shove jelly beans into the bar and pop in candy? You're not fucking fooling me. I can still taste
well,
them.
Well, it used to be a competition. So
I hate when they do competitions, Jen.
Yeah.
Do you know what's a competition?
You're in your real villain era today. She's fucking, like, ready to box.
I know, because I've had abuse for 4 days over my chocolate bar situation. I've had enough time to really fucking think about this.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sick to death of all of you cunts.
You put a box out on the close friends as well.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying.
Do you want to go from the top or go from the bottom?
Okay.
Okay. Right. Justice for Bounty and all the Christmas coconutty sweets. That's what one person says.
Love it.
The next one, Galaxy Chocolate is elite.
I
enjoy it in moderation.
Ripples used to be like my top.
Texture wise.
Exactly. And then I remembered I'm not 12 anymore. No, Ripples were my favourite when I was 14 to 17, I think.
Is it not the
Then I got the
bueno.
Fuck over it. I mean, oh my God, Tom. 15 minutes to kick off, LOL.
Fuck off.
Hope your mate's okay, as if like softening the blow. I'm going to text him. What will I say to
him? What?
What will I say? Come fuck yourself. Come fuck yourself, you silly cunt. Tato chocolate bar.
Oh, what were they at? Stop.
I hate everyone.
I know. And they were still trying to get rid of them before Tato Park became Emerald Park.
And then Tom said, why are downstairs banging so much? Better not be an Airbnb tonight or I'll fight them. You'll do nothing.
You'll do nothing, Tom.
You'll do nothing.
He's Billy Big Balls in the bedroom there by himself, is he?
No, he's in the bath, I think, still. What a fucking handbag.
I love you on Tilex. This is brilliant. Play Tilex forever.
Forever. Me there like, hey guys, I've become an addict.
I've become a cunt.
Big cunt energy. Yeah, someone said Bounty from the Celebrations box is my fave. Yeah, because there's a thick layer of chocolate around that.
Yeah, to be fair, when they turn them into sweets, they have to change them up a little bit.
Don't they?
It's
no.
Like a bigger case.
Do you know what's fantastic?
What?
The Malteser, eggy, you know, what are they called? The truffles. Oh, they're sensational.
I'm not mad on variations of Maltesers.
No, I hate the bunnies and all that other shit. Yeah. I'm like, get over yourself.
No, but they have those little, they're like parcel boxes around Easter and Christmas.
Oh. And they charge 25 euro. You're like, I'm not paying 25 quid for Nestle.
Fuck off.
How dare.
Who do you think you are? Like, yeah. Somebody said, bring back Morrow bars. Boots are tiny. Are they not? Oh yeah, sorry.
Morrows were so different to Boots. They can say that they're the same. They're not.
No, they're not.
Do you remember how like thick the chocolate was around Amaro?
Oh, you really enjoyed
it. They were
Amaro.
Melty. They were like not the same texture. The Boost is like a wisp and it's like it would crack your tooth.
Yeah. The Boost is a bit much. The Boost is really in your face, whereas Amaro was like, hey, hun.
And do you remember they used to go mad on this guarana thing? And everybody was like, that's bat poo. Do you remember that?
Guarana.
Guarana.
Thinking it was guano.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
From Ace Ventura.
Guano.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh my God, I miss Ace Ventura.
He's still around.
No, but I wish, like, I thought those films were like the sophistication when I was 7. Yeah. So I love to re-watch
them. They're always on Comedy Central.
Do you remember when he has, like, I think he has sex with some bird, or it's heavily alluded that he's about to have sex with some bird?
A girl.
Like, in a hut or something?
Oh, yeah.
And I remember at the time being like, oh, I can't watch this with parents. This is fucking mortifying.
No, he does. And then by the end, it turns out that he did do it and he took her virginity because she's in a tribe. And then
the
little fucker comes out at the end and he's like, she's not the virgin! And then the whole tribe run after
him. Yeah, and I remember being like, oh my God, turn it off. Yeah. I was like, no.
Ikwenzu Ocha.
Yes.
White Devil.
You can remember.
Because I watched it recently. It's on Comedy Central all the time. Yeah, he does. He enjoys it. But Adam is like the biggest Jim Carrey fan. You have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, he can quote so
He's
much.
A very obvious comedian, Jim Carrey.
He's very
obvious. He's very like, ha-ha, laugh now.
Oh, he's like, all of his character traits is real like, oh, well, alrighty then. And, you know, like his kind of thing. There's a girl also on TikTok. I'll use her as my social star for this one, actually. She's like... She's the image of Jim Carrey. She's like, but she slags herself. She's like, I'm Wish. I'm Jim Carrey from Wish. I'm Wish Jim Carrey. Because she's a girl. But she always does like impressions of him. Image. separated at birth. Swear to God, fucking image of him. I'll give you her name in the thing below. But no, he is like, and he'll even turn around, you know, if it's a hot day, and he'll do something. He'll go, "Can I have these rhinos?" You know, like he'll just come out with little quotes now and again.
Guys,
what?
Guys, there's no sensation in my mouth, and I feel like I'm floating. I think we have to wrap this up.
The Tilex of it.
I need to lie down.
I'll bank you the last few. Hang on.
I need to lie down. Like there's no feeling.
Okay.
Like I feel like I feel fine.
I'm fine.
Which is not where I need to be.
Okay, right. Somebody asked, can we manifest timeout bars? I thought they were still here. Oh, old timeout bars, she said. Like, yeah. Drifter bars, not the same anymore. Used to very much enjoy a drifter.
Them.
Oh, she's off her face now. Bounties should be illegal, they're disgusting. There you go, Carla. Picnic. Arsehole. Stop that.
Yeah,
I
that's
agree.
Violent.
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 Bounty, abomination. There you go.
Rude.
Star bar from the fridge. Glorious. That was one of two. Two of two. Where has the peanut lion gone? Lion bars are weird as well. They're like toffee crisps. They're so fucking
There's
weird.
There's layers and they're knobbly.
Yeah. Boost was a sad morrow. Boost is a sad morrow. Well done. Well done. Cadbury Dream. Yay or nay?
No, nay.
Caramel milk from Australia. I've heard of these, but I've never tasted one. Any of our Aussie friends want to send us one over? Kieran?
We have a caramel. No, Tom has caramels. He loves them.
Have you heard of caramel?
They're
in
fucking
Ireland?
Violent. They're so sweet. Again, I just feel like you're not an adult.
Do you remember marble bars? Yeah, I remember them.
Oh, yeah. Again, I feel
they were trying
just,
to be too fucking
too
fancy.
Much, like.
Wish they'd bring them back. Bounty from the Celebrations box in particular. Yeah, there you go. Can we also do a poll, chocolate in the fridge or in the press? We will do that poll during the week for you, my friend. And then somebody else saying Mars Delight need to come back. I feel like Toblerone was never mentioned there.
No, nobody mentioned it. And isn't it a funny one? They tried to sell them to you for €300 in the airport.
Now they're a fiver.
What? They brought a jet back down?
A big Shut the Toblerone fuck up. In Dunn's is a fiver.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
That's
and I feel like they're really...
Chips.
The white Toblerone and the milk...
The dark one's fantastic.
Do you think so?
Guys, I...
She has to go. She has to go.
I'm
She's going to die.
Actually, I feel like I'm coming up.
She's going to start... Goofing off now.
No, I feel like I'm coming up, like licking the walls, like.
Yeah, she's gonna start seeing
my body has gone
walls.
Very jiggly.
Okay, she's having a panic attack now. Right, fuck, we have to. We're gonna have to wrap this up. So that was that. We're doing this without having. I have to listen to this, so I'm not even gonna comment on it and go, "Oh yeah, do you remember this part? We can't fucking remember this was months ago."
Yeah, this was actually before my last holiday.
Hope you enjoyed that. We're gonna do the usual house business before we go. So, Carly, do you have an unpopular opinion?
I do. I know a lot of these are about food, but really, carry on of people.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I'll never understand people who enjoy, like, oysters. It's just a big bowl of bacteria. It's essentially a bacteria snot. I know we said this before, they are like snots, but, like, Tom, of course, the intellectual in the relationship, went and told me some statistics about how much bacteria are in oysters. And he obviously with his, like, he used to be very careful with his health. And he was like, I will never fucking have one of those ever again in my fucking life. Disgusting. And now every time I see someone have an oyster, I have like a visceral, you know, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
what are they?
It's like a jump scare. It's like a clam with a snot.
I know it's
it.
a clam with a snot in it, but like, how are they born? I asked a question about like frogs before. Where the fuck do frogs come from?
Where does anything come from? Like?
Where does ant come from?
God's
how,
green
do,
earth.
How do you fucking make a pond and all of a sudden you have frogs? Like, do they come from the pond and walk up through Finglas Village and come to my pond?
Yeah.
Like, what happens?
Yeah,
or do they spawn from the bacteria? Because there's pond bacteria. So that's what I mean. Do they spawn? Do oysters? How do they born?
Yeah.
They're a fucking shell.
Do they spawn out? Do they?
They're a fucking shell.
Yeah.
Does somebody go and lay an egg in a shell?
Yeah. What happens? No, I think the shell grows and then inside the shell, the micro...
organisms.
Microorganisms and all that other kind of isms. Do you be creating...
You lost me already. I don't.
It's fucking gross. Like, I'm begging you. Look up how much bacteria there is. I'm not going to spout facts that I cannot remember. Just look up how much bacteria there is in oysters and just stop eating them, please.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it.
Fair. That's fair enough. Do you have a stomper before we go?
I have such a stomper.
Remember.
Such a stomper.
15 seconds or under or else we're going to get banned in a number of countries.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
This is called Begging by Chris Lake and Aluna. And it is just like... a box.
Oh, I like that, yeah. Turn it off, quick! It's that list can be found in the show notes below as well. It's called Carla's Stomper of the Week.
And it's a banger of a tune. It's
that
kinda,
actually, yeah, there, yeah. That was a little teaser.
It's a little tiny
bop. Teaser.
It's a little
we get
bop.
A fucking email saying that we are banned in such and such a place because of that.
And it's always like Russia, Korea, all these places. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Who's watching us?
We have one listener on holiday.
Yeah.
Over there, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's cranched.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we always have one person in Bolivia.
I know. Who is that person?
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Let us know. Anyway, thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed this. Again, if you did enjoy it, there's a lot more where that came from over on Patreon. So click the link in the show notes. And we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.